Northern Lights, we do not usually think about them in Tennessee. But on Tuesday night, the Aurora Borealis was visible in Tennessee, as well as Missouri, New Mexico, and other states. This is all due to geomagnetic storm activity. More of that activity is predicted tonight, and the aurora may be visible as far south as Alabama. If you want to take some good photos of this rare event, St. Louis Public Radio's visuals editor, Brian Munoz, is here with some tips. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Scott.
Did you have any luck last night?
I think the best way to think about that is kind of. I had this whole elaborate plan to photograph the Gateway Arch National Park and the St. Louis skyline. But honestly, I struck out on that one. I went to my big lookout point, and it was just simply too bright. So I drove home, looked out the window, and saw the lights across the street and said, you know what? I'm just going to make a photo of this in my neighborhood, and ended up with something usable. But, you know, like with anything, you go out there, you try some different things, and if they don't work out, you pivot.
I'm always hesitant to ask a legitimate photographer about taking pictures with phones because that's just how so many people take pictures these days, right? If you want to get a good picture of the Aurora Borealis with your iPhone, can you do that? Like, well, what are your tips for an amateur?
You absolutely can. You do not need this big fancy camera kit to be able to photograph this celestial spectacle. I recommend that you turn on your long exposure mode or your night mode, that wherever you go, you have a nice clear shot with ideally something in the foreground to give you that perspective, and turn off your flash. You don't need a flash when you're doing this long exposure work. And make sure you're standing straight up with your arms tightly against your body, and you frame your image and click the shutter.